Today, we'd like to study the title of Children of God in the 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. To online with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. King James Version said in Sons of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Why does not the world know us in particular? Question 2, in verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. What does it mean? Question 3, in verse 6. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. What does it mean? 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, Apostle John says, if you know that he is righteousness, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Here to know, the Greek word is different. First know is oida. Oida, born knowledge. So when you're born again of the Spirit, automatically you know the Lord, the God. So the Lord is righteousness. Second, know, you know that everyone who practices righteousness. This one is a Greek word, gnosky. Gnosky meaning acquired knowledge during your life, during your works. So during your practice of the word of God. So everyone who practices righteousness know he is born of him, born of God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 to 10, if we confess our sins, here we meaning believers, the children of God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we as Christians have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. So which meaning, if God's word is in our heart, so we continually confess our sin. The shortage from the word of God. A believer who commits a sin, convicts of the sin, repents it, confesses it, and finds forgiveness. So there is a difference between committing a sin and abiding in sin, living in sin, or practicing sin. A person who abides in sin is not sorry what he is practicing a sin, never repent, no finding forgiveness. So chapter 3 is focused on is abiding in righteousness or abiding in sin. So abiding in sin means non-Christian. According to this text said, abiding in sin to children of the devil. Because the apostle said is the devil has sinned from the beginning of creation. So devil, beginning creation, means Adam, Eve, committed a sin by the serpent, who is a Satan or a devil, so beginning. So then is compared two topics. One is children of God, the other one, children of the devil. So basically in this context, meaning if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, we feel so sorry, all the other people belong to the devil of God, or directly, indirectly, anyhow, because in this context. So explain here, verse 1, behold one man of love. One man of love, you know, basically sacrifice love, that's for others, because Jesus said, John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Exactly, Jesus did so for us. The Father has bestowed on us. So God the Father has given sacrifice love, Jesus love, agape love, unconditional love on us, that we should be called children of God. Children of God, believers as adopted children in His name, cry out, Abba Father. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God. So Jesus Christ Himself is a natural son, natural child of God the Father, but we are adopted children of God based upon our faith. Yeah. So that's why adoption, to become children of God to those who believe in His name, because we believe in His name, in Jesus' name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God. So we are, all of them, born again over God, because the Holy Spirit is God. Then, Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again. So not like a forcing, like a bondage again, or a slave kind of thing again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Abba is a Hebrew word which means daddy, Abba, Father, daddy. So when you are born again, you know, the nature knows who is the Father. That's called Greek word oida, innate knowledge. Then here, therefore, the world does not know us. The question one, so why? How come the world does not know us in particular? Here, the world, which meaning is non-believers. The world does not know us. So the world, non-believers, do not know us, meaning children of God. So he explained, because it, the world did not know him. First of all, the world did not know God or did not know Jesus. So here, the Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. So Jesus prayed to persecutors. They do not know what they do. Then John chapter 14, verse 9. How do I know God the Father? Jesus explained to Philip. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me? Philip, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? So therefore, the world does not know us because the world did not know God, because the world did not know Jesus. Therefore, did not know God the Father. Then here, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, because the natural man was not born again of the Spirit. So therefore, natural man, which is an unbeliever, does not receive the things of Spirit of God, for they are foolishness. So they consider spiritual things as foolish to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritual discerned. So therefore, the world, unbeliever, did not know Jesus, therefore did not know God the Father, therefore did not know the children of God too, because all children of God are one body of Christ. Yeah. So wherever, verse 2, beloved, now we are children of God, or King James Version, sons of God, and it has not yet been revealed or appeared. Here, present perfect tense until now. So what we shall be in the future, what we shall be. So when he revealed exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness prepared by God for us. So righteousness, peace, joy, there is the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So our Christian life is a process to be sanctified or to be transformed to the image of God. So when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, two ways, by physical death, our soul and spirit immediately will be absent from the body, will be present with the Lord Jesus Christ at that moment. Or the Bible says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, being caught up, the Latin word, rapture, that English word, rapture. So by rapture, which means when Jesus is coming again in heaven, all physical life people, so arrival, our body will be changed, made by heaven, not by earth. So we meet, you know, that status. So we will be changed. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen. Right now, we cannot see nor hear, heard, nor have entered into the heart of man. We don't know, we can't imagine the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So beyond our speculation, our imagination, so God is preparing for us exactly like the image of Jesus Christ. So English word here, as he is, as meaning exactly same. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So kingdom of God, the kingdom governed by God, that area, righteousness there, peace and joy, no hatred. So we shall be like him. We shall be like him, like Jesus Christ. For we shall see him as he is, exactly the same. Christian life is a process to be conformed with the image of God until glorification to meet the Lord in heaven. So Psalm chapter 17, verse 15, David prayed, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. David said, in your likeness, God's likeness. David said, I will satisfy in God's likeness. Then Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he foreknew, already know, foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, plus children. So many the brethren and sisters in Christ. So Jesus is the firstborn, because we believe the firstborn Jesus Christ, then we all as adopted the children of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. So when we meet, we know clearly. So ours is exactly the same as Jesus is. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21, who will transform or change our lowly body, because our body made with the earth or dust. So is a lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, like a resurrected Jesus Christ, glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So that kind of future. So God considers us the future, perfected status. God considers. That one last sermon, I example give Michelangelo, you know, the picture, you know, David picture. So not, you know, just the part of David picture, but God see in the future, you know, entire, you know, the, as he is, God see us. That's why God consider us as righteousness. Although daily life we commit sin, we continually feel so sorry for sin, we confess, we repent of sin, so we are ultimately, we are being sanctified, then glorified, you know, as the Lord Jesus Christ himself is in that way. Verse 3, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Here, everyone who has this hope, meaning here, that we shall be like him when he is revealed as he is. Verse 2, this hope. In him, purify. Purifies, we know that, cleans away, you know, from, you know, certain dirty thing, you know, right thing. So the issue is how, you know, we can purify. So, feeling urgency to meet the second coming Lord in heaven is needed for purity. Just thinking. So Jesus is coming right now, maybe tomorrow. That kind of heart, that kind of feeling. So we should be, you know, the purified. You know, it's like that. Purified, as the Bible said, is how? Be close to God, free from sin, single-minded to the Lord, obey the truth, and love others. James chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you, cleanse your hands, your sinners, and purify your heart. You double-minded. So we have a single-minded to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus himself is our only Lord, single-minded. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, since you have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. So the Bible says, how, you know, can we purify, be close to God, free from sin, single-minded to the Lord, obey the truth. Truth, which is the word of God, and love others. Then verse 4, whoever commits a sin. Here, commits a sin is also commits lawlessness. Lawlessness meaning violation of law. Sin, law shows us God's requirement or God's mark. So sin is missing the mark, the violation of law, lawlessness. Therefore, whosoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, also commits the violation of law. Law is good, holy, righteous by God because it is given by God. Because God is good, God is holy, God is righteous, law is given by God. This is a law of meaning in the Bible, not, you know, secular law. This is a law of meaning out of the Bible. Because God is good, God is holy, God is righteousness. Therefore, law is good, holy, righteous. Law is bad. Law is intended by God to show how much desperately we are sinners. And we need his help, his salvation, rather than to make us keep the law to be righteous. That is the book of Romans' main theme. So basic law. So whoever commits sin also commits violation of law, lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Sin is the violation of law, given by God. Verse 5, and you know that he was manifested, or he was revealed, to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. So take away the sins of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the sin of everybody, the world. So there is takeaway. No sin. No sin meaning sinless Jesus. So Jesus was a sacrifice, which means he's a perfect sacrifice without born defect, called as a spot, or acquired defect, called as a blemish. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish. So which means during Jesus' life, Jesus never committed any sin. So, and without spot. So when Jesus was born, Jesus has no is a genetic sin kind of thing, not at all, because Jesus come from God the Father, you know, conceived by the Holy Spirit, right? So in that way, yeah, that's why. So here, perfect, you know, sacrifice. Then verse 6, question 3, whoever abides in him, he abides in him, lives in him, is born of the Spirit. The John chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit. Here, water meaning, water is a symbol, cleans away, cleans, take away dirt. Water here depends your unbelievable life with God's word. So God's word said, all people are sinners, all men are sinners, so you should repent of your sin. Then you were born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is the flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So, says so. Then, does not sin meaning does not abide in sin or does not practice sin. So it does not mean does not commit sin. Commit a little different, does not practice sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. In this context, whoever sin meaning whoever abides in sin, whoever lives in sin, whoever practices sin. So it does not mean whoever commits sin. Commit is applied to Christians. So we commit, for example, David, he commits adultery. So automatically he feels so sorry for sin to the Lord. So that's why he repents. Contrite heart come out. Because David is the man of God. So therefore, likewise, that's different in this context. So verse 7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness, he who abides in righteousness, lives in righteousness, is born of the Spirit, is righteous just as he is righteousness. So because we are righteous, because Jesus is righteous, the righteousness comes from Jesus. That's called impute. Impute meaning based upon your faith. So your relationship is established between you and Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed to you. Like in doctor office, doctor employ nurse. Nurse and doctor employ relationship. But under doctor's supervision, so nurse make a certain mistake over giving medicine, that kind of totally from relationship, the nurse mistake imputed to doctor. So doctor would be liable for malpractice come out. That kind of just same logic. So based upon relation coming from faith, our the Lord and me, there is a vertical relationship through God the Father. Because of that relationship, so God's righteousness is imputed to me based upon faith. So our part is not required anything else, not our merit, you know, so not totally 100% righteousness coming from the Lord, coming from God. So here, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteousness, just as his righteousness, as we did. Verse 8, he who sins of the devil, he who abides in sins, practice sin of the devil. The devil has sinned from the beginning. So basically we know that Adam, you know, Eve, tempted by devil, Satan. So here, he who sins of the devil, which meaning who he who belongs to the devil, we are of the heaven, although we are in the world, not of the world. John chapter 30, verse 15 and 16. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, so we should live in the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, which meaning the Christian do not belong to the world, just as I am not of the world. So basically, all Christians, we live in the world, but we are not of the world, so not belong to this world. So here, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Son of God was revealed, appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So the devil, the destroyer, tempts us into sin. Sin ultimately results in death, to destroy us, family, nation. The devil's works are destroyed by Jesus' resurrection. Jesus already got victory, so by resurrection. Resurrection meaning, so whatever sin ultimately results in death, so Jesus overcome the death. So is Jesus' work, got victory over the works of the devil to destroy people. Verse 9, whoever has been born of God or born of the Spirit does not sin. So does not sin, does not abide in sin, does not practice sin, for his seed remains in him. His seed is basically the Holy Spirit. Because whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So God's seed, you know, is in each creature. He cannot sin because he has been born of God. If he commits sin, he convicted of sin, repenting, finding his forgiveness, not abiding in sin, not living in sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All the things have passed away. Behold, look, all things have become new. So all of them, we are new creatures. Because he has been born of God, or because he has been born of the Spirit. The Spirit is God. Verse 10, in this, the children of God and the children of the devil, right here, two contrasts. Children of God, children of the devil. So either one, not middle ground, according to the Bible. If you make argument against that issue, you should argue against the Bible, against God, not to me. Because the Bible said, the children of God, children of the devil, no middle ground, are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. So manifest are revealed with love or hate. Righteousness is in the realm of love versus sinfulness is in the realm of hate. Like light and dark. Light is there, no darkness, right? Light versus dark. So Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, 40, Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. Romans chapter 13 verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Because love is the greatest commandment. Love God and love neighbor. John chapter 14 verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps him, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, manifest myself to him. So because we love God, so we love God's word, we obey God's word in that way. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22-23, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do these things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandments. John chapter 13, verse 35. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So we can see, you know, the different Bible study groups, they love each other. They don't know, you know, the other groups, so they prefer certain cookies, share the other groups. So that is because they are in Jesus' disciples, so they love each other. So in that way. So here, nor is he who does not love his brother. Verse 11, for this is the message, Apostle John's message, that you heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. Because you love one another, the fulfillment of the law, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteousness. So here they call antagonism between righteousness and evil. An evil person has a great difficulty being around a righteous person, because just your presence brings a conviction, and he doesn't like the feeling of a conviction, so he hates you. Likewise, Cain hates Abel. So likewise, oil and water, so they cannot, you know, commingle. So like that, that's the way is Cain hated Abel. So Cain killed Abel too. So let's see each question and answer in verse 1. Behold, one man of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Why doesn't the world know us? In particular, the answer, non-Christians don't see nor believe Jesus. Therefore, don't know God the Father, the Spirit, and other believers who were born of Spirit again. So that is question two. In verse 3, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. What does it mean? Question two, this hope which we shall be like him when he is revealed as he is, then we can purify to be close to God, free from sin, single-minded to the Lord, obeying the truth and loving others. The last question three in verse 6, so whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. What does it mean? Here, whoever abides mean which meaning? Whoever lives in him is born of the Spirit, does not sin, does not abide in sin, practices sin. So that answer. So whoever sins, which means whoever abides in sin, whoever lives in sin, whoever practices in sin, has neither seen him nor known him. Simply, they do not believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. So that answer. So let's just sing song all together. Last song is page 8, number 3.